Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley, and of course, I am joined by my lovely co-host,
Mary.
And today we're talking about Survivor 46, episode 10, but in reality, it's the final seven. We're down to the final several, Mary.
It's true.
And today we'll be ranking all several of them. We're going to go alphabetically through each player. I have the confessional counter up in the top right-hand corner that shows you each player, and if they're voted out, where they finished. Shows you how many confessionals, aka times they talk to the camera per episode, along with their total number, which we're going to reference, I'm sure, quite a few times in this podcast. And our rankings will be in the description in text form, but obviously the podcast is for us to talk about. And pay attention to the list section. I have lots of new pictures for her. So, Mary.
Yes.
It was the Applebee's episode.
It was.
Yesterday when we watched it.
This was the most Applebee's episode I've ever seen, I think.
Did you crave the Applebee's after this episode?
I did not. There was too much tension. Emotional tension makes me not want to eat, actually.
Really?
So,
Liz,
yeah.
Liz did probably, not compel you?
It probably did not compel me to want to eat. I mean, the food looked good. I'm not saying the food didn't look good. I'm just saying that I was not like, oh yeah, let's go to Applebee's.
Good job correcting in case Applebee's is listening. Yeah, the food looked great, Applebee's. Great job.
No.
It was just Liz.
I'm just clarifying.
Yeah, no,
I'm not like some person who hates food. I love food.
We were watching the show with someone who had never been to Applebee's in their life, believe it or not. And they're like, I want to go to Applebee's right now. And I'm like, not right now.
Yeah. So it works.
So it worked. Yeah that was my point. It made me want to go, made them want to go. Mary was emotionally distressed, but maybe after she settles down, she'll want to go.
Sure.
So thoughts on the Tiffany blind side, Mary?
It's like the third time this season somebody's gone home with an idol in their pocket.
Three or four at least.
So I'm just a little bit frustrated. It's like, I don't know. After seeing the first two happen, whether I don't remember who the first one was, but after Hunter's last week, like you just have to know that this is possible.
Only because of Hunter. Like it just happened. It was fresh. It was an idol. It was this point of the game.
Everyone knows you have it. It's just really frustrating. And I understand that there's times you can skate by, but like, why risk it? It's your game. It's your life in the game. So I don't know. I was a little ticked at Tiffany. I mean, overall, it was great for my number one and my number two. I think the strategy of getting her out was great. Like, it was a good move, and I'm happy for the people that made it. It's just like, come on, you guys. Like, this is Survivor. Please, somebody play an idol, and it worked. Like, I would have been so happy if she'd played the idol and saved herself last night. Not because I want her to stay in the game longer, just because finally somebody made a good idol play. I was a little annoyed that nobody's made a good idol play yet. That's all. But overall, the episode itself, and like I said, the strategy and how everything worked, like the two challenges, overall, it was a really good episode. I enjoyed the episode.
We had the shot in the dark last season, but aside from that, when was the last time we had a good idol play? Like someone played an idol and negated all the votes they wanted it to, and somebody else went home. I want to say 45, top of my head, now I'm saying it out loud, because I think, yes, Julie saved herself, and instead Drew went home? That sounds familiar.
Sure.
I wasn't really rooting for it to happen. It kind of just happened. Good idol play, in my opinion, is like, this person's down in the dirt, like they're by themselves, and it's like them against the world idol play. I haven't had one of those in a while, besides Caleb with a shot in the dark. Not really an idol.
Hey, if you play an idol and it keeps you from going home, that's good idol
play. Yes, yeah. I hear you. So 45, I guess. I don't. The Julie one's kind of like, eh.
If you play an idol,
it's so shrouded in deep burning her lust interest.
Sure.
It was like.
We didn't really care about Julie is what you're saying.
Yes,
we were invested in
Julie.
Yes,
exactly.
I understand that. I'm just talking about like, I just want people to play the game correctly. Like that would be fun to watch. And not saying people aren't playing the game correctly, but so far there have been several people who have gone home.
Several, yes.
And with idols in their pockets. And good on the other players because they are playing the game correctly and making that person feel comfortable enough not to play it. But at the same time, it's just like, come on, people.
Well, I will say that people playing poorly and blowing up is a great recipe for a messy season, which we haven't had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Something I didn't think we were going to get after 41 through 44. While there was some good gameplay in those seasons, it was definitely too kumbaya to have anything like this happen. If this had happened, they would have edited it out of the show.
Yeah,
if it occurred during 41 or 42, especially. It would just been not been shown. and we would just moved on and wouldn't have been acknowledged and would have been like, everything's nice and dandy around here. No, no controversy here in Survivor.
No shouting or yelling or anything like that.
Only encouraging. Yes. Only encouraging. That's 41-42. All right. Well, we're going to go through every player alphabetically. But before we do that, secret scenes, Mary. There were two of them, I believe.
There are two.
All right. Tell me about... I've watched them both. So tell me about them. Okay. Tell everyone else about them. You can watch these on the Survivor YouTube channel and on EW.com.
So I'm going to do the EW.com first because it's just about Tremel. However, it's about Liz talking about how she really needs this reward.
This is and she knew it was going to be Applebee. Yes. Oh, no, she didn't know it was going to be Applebee. No, she just knew it was food.
She just knew it was going to be food. She wants somebody to pick. So she's begging everyone to pick her. Mm-hmm. Charlie and Maria and Ben all say, yes, of course we will take you. Yeah,
we're nice people.
We're nice people. And interesting in this secret scene was that Maria and Charlie both say, we don't want to win this. Like, this is not a position we want to be in where you have to pick people. Yeah. And that is always like,
especially not when there's eight people.
Right. I always feel like when we get this late in the game, you don't want to win the reward challenge. You want to be picked for them, sure, but you do not want to win them. So
I remember Devin specifically in season 38, that was part of his strategy, is he would win immunities and during rewards, especially during the loved ones, he like literally told his wife, like, we're not winning this. Like, we're not, I don't want to pick. I don't want to win this.
Yeah. That is the smart move, to be sure. So really not a lot to that one. Just more comedy, if you want to call it comedy, more Liz content and food. It's really sad to me, but you might enjoy it. And also Charlie's pretty sympathetic in it to Liz. If you know,
it was kind of just a Liz focus.
It was a very Liz focus secret scene. Yes. The other secret scene.
We hammered the point home enough during the episode.
Oh, yes. We didn't need this extra content. No, we did not. The other secret scene was Venus on fire. And this,
literally,
this is where Venus, she sleeps next to the fire at night because she gets so cold because she has like no, you know, fat on her body to keep her warm. And she catches on fire and her like jacket is burning and she's just like lackadaisically like beating it against the ground
casually
and then just lays down and cries. And I mean, I thought that was a pretty interesting moment. Sure, it's not something that has to be in the episode.
No, there's too much Applebee's talk about.
But it was, you know, it was interesting. I've never seen something like that happen. I mean, to people's clothes. Mm-hmm. I remember the one crazy scene of the guy who burned his hands in the fire. But like just sleeping next to the fire and getting your clothes caught on fire, like that jacket was, it was gone. Good thing she was wearing a jacket.
It happened in a secret scene from 44 where Carolyn accidentally burned her pants, I believe.
Oh, really?
It's usually secret scenes. They reserve the stuff. Sure. I believe in Samoa as well, there's a secret scene where somebody burned something on accident, obviously. Don't quote me on the Samoa one. I do also remember there's been a couple times this has happened, but it's like always been destroying clothes. We have Christina hammering Philip's pants in season 22. That's why he's walking around in pink briefs a lot of the season. Mm-hmm. And then he eventually wears his swim trunks. Is because his pants were destroyed in a secret scene. And I'm like, they left that out to make Philip look even crazier for walking around with his pink briefs when in reality he had pants. They were just destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, that was the secret scenes. Neither super relevant. Though I will say the Venus one, in my opinion, she had no confessionals in the proper episode.
Yes.
Here would have been her one to check in on her. And we didn't do it.
Even though we hear that Kinsey caught her hair off on fire at Tribal. Mm.
Well, the sparks did fall off the torch and hit her hair.
Sure.
It was almost hard to... It was a very brief 5 seconds. This is a whole minute and a half they had to make time for.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying. We ignore a jacket being ruined and Venus like almost dying for a few sparks falling.
Had she mentioned Applebee's in a positive light, the secret scene would have been in the show.
Venus. Sure. It was she mentioned Applebee's. She said... The fact that I lost the challenge and didn't go to Applebee's didn't break me.
See?
It was the fact that I got caught on fire.
That's why I got cut.
That's it.
Yeah, you have to speak positively about Applebee's.
Give a shout out to the sponsors,
Applebee's
y'all.
Single-handedly controlled this episode.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go through everybody alphabetically, Mary. Who is our first player?
First, we have Ben. Ben has 3 votes against him. He still has a shot in the dark, but no other idols or advantages. He had 2 confessionals this week with a total of 29.
He still has less than Bonu. Look at the chart, people on YouTube. He still has less than Bonu.
It's true.
That is insane.
There's one other player who has less than him. Sorry, 2 other players who are...
They have less than Bonu. That's really the marker is, do you have more or less than Bonu? If you have less, can you really win this game? I don't know.
Right.
Ben had some angry stuff last night. Angry might be a strong word, but angry for Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this was like the first time we ever hear Ben speak negatively about anyone, I think.
Because Tim's gone, I guess.
Probably because Tim's gone. But we're also, I think, just at the point where everyone's tired and grouchy. Like, even Ben is getting mad at mm-hmm. Q, so you know it's bad. You know what? With Ben, his content that I have this week is he checks in and sees how's everybody doing after the Hunter vote. He's good with just checking in with people and talking with people. He even has conversations with Q. It's not like he's just completely ignoring him. But for the most part, like, he keeps his distance from Q.
Yeah.
And he got really mad at Q for not picking Liz. Because in his mind, that's like, how could you do that?
Somebody? How dare you?
And I get that. He says Q's a bully and, you know, he's just
a villain
and a villain and all this stuff. But the thing with Ben, like, all we ever hear again, and it happened again in this episode, is, hey, do you want to vote out Q? Yeah, let's vote out Q. Hey, do you want to vote out Tiffany? Yeah, that's fine. Let's vote out Tiffany.
He's not in direct.
He's not throwing names out there. He's not, you know, he's agreeing with everyone, which is what you want to do at this point.
That's a good pre-merge strategy.
Well, yes. And if you're Ben, though, like, Ben doesn't have any tight alliance. Like, sure, he has Charlie and Maria, but they've never been that tight, I don't think. And at this point, he has to know he's kind of on the bottom-ish. He's no Q.
The bottom of his three, sure. That's
true. Sure. I'm just saying, like, he feels like such a lone wolf right now, I feel like.
I don't feel that at all. I feel like Sega's in charge of the game right now, and Ben's just one of their numbers.
Yes, Ben is one of their numbers, and so is Q, and so is Venus.
Yeah, Dennis.
So is Liz, I guess. Dennis. Venus, not really. Who's not Dennis? Dennis.
Malcolm and Denise, not Dennis. Denise, Malcolm and Denise over here, Charlie and Maria, as they were compared to, are over here actually running the game.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
So he's not in a bad spot as far as, like, he's in a good alliance, but I just don't see him making any power plays. I don't see him trying to make any moves. And that could be, yeah, he's just waiting till the end. But from what we've seen of Ben, I just think he's kind of along for the ride at this point.
This is a lot of negativity. Is there anything positive about Ben? We're really dunking on Ben at the moment, which is going to be crazy considering where we have him ranked.
I think Ben is, like, his one big positive is how much, that's what I was trying to say. It's like, this is a positive thing. He's not blindsiding anybody. He's not, like, making any of these moves.
In a season where people are going to be salty, it seems like.
Right. So, and he is always constantly, like, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Like, what's going on? Like, mm-hmm. he is so compassionate and kind to everybody. So, if he does make it to the end with the right people sitting next to him, like, who's going to say no to Ben? Everybody loves Ben. Like, I don't think any person. Yeah, but, like,
what did you do? That's going to be the question for Ben.
Well, that's my positive. I understand that the negative is he hasn't made big moves. I'm saying that could be part of his gameplay. Mm-hmm. Where he's trying not to make the hurtful decisions and just be the guy everybody likes. Because that has worked before in the past. So that is why.
That worked for Gabler, yeah.
That's why I have him ranked number four. Because sure, he hasn't made a lot of big moves. But I genuinely think everyone loves him. And he could totally win it over the jury at the end.
Yeah.
By just saying, guys, I love you all. Whatever, you know, if you vote for me, cool. If you don't vote for me, that's fine. But I've just been there for you all. I've cheered you on. I've cried with you. You know, I don't know. I don't know what he would say, but I'm
just
saying.
Sounds like zero votes to me.
He could, and that's possible too.
Sounds a lot like zero votes.
I'm just saying.
But you're right. If the jury's salty, then we could go back to Ben and be like, the rest of you burned us. Ben. Right.
Especially if he's sitting next to Q or Venus.
Anyone sits next to Q and Venus are winning.
That's what I'm saying.
Even Liz.
That's, we disagree there, but that's what I'm saying is, like, If all these big targets keep picking each other off, which they have, I mean, we've got Soda, Tevin, and Hunter, and now Tiffany. Those were all, like, top runners for us for a long time.
This reminds me of Edge of Extinction when, come post-merge, there's just big target after big target after big target, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, who's going to be left at the end?
Right, exactly. So, Ben is in a good spot, in my opinion, right now. Like, sure, he's 4 out of 8, 7 for us now, 4 out of 7.
He's ranked 4 for Mary and I. And I don't have Rebecca's rankings beyond top 3, but he didn't make her top 3. So we mm-hmm. can assume he's probably 4 or 5 for her as well.
But his path to the end, I don't think is going to be as difficult as some, especially maybe some of our top runners. Mm-hmm. Because all he has to do is keep being that number for everybody, just saying yes to the majority. And then, because they keep going after big targets. And once the big targets are gone, yeah, all he needs is, like, Venus or Liz to vote with him.
Yeah, Paul Gabler's the next two people nobody else really wants to vote for.
So his path could be easy if he's willing to make that decision. And I don't know if he's willing to be cutthroat at the end.
And I love Gabler's win. I've had, for some reason, there's been a narrative amongst a few people who believe I don't like, and I have been fully in support of Gabler's win from the time the 43 finale happened. Go back and listen to that podcast. I think I was laughing the hardest I've ever laughed at any podcast. I was laughing incredibly hard that night. I love that win. And I was pro the win ever since then. So I just want to point that out because I'm not knocking Gabler's win. I'm saying Ben could win like Gabler. I don't think Ben has like the charisma of a Jam Jam, so I'm not comparing him to Jam Jam. He's nothing like D.
Right.
So I'm trying to think of recent winners to compare him to. And the thing he'd be closest to is Gabler. I mean, they're both super into music too. Gabler's big into music. Ben's big into music.
True. Yeah, so. He's made connections with people, genuine connections.
Yes, that's what Gabler did. Yeah. That's why Gabler won.
And he doesn't have like a negative content. Usually when we hear from him, it's like positive content.
If anything, he's just ignored.
Yes, and that is
a knock.
That is his biggest thing, is that we don't get a lot of content from him. But he does have a backstory, sob story, whatever.
And what he episode has never,
that was episode 2.
Who is currently missing an emotional backstory amongst the current cast?
All we have is Venus, Maria, Ben, and Liz. So
Q does not have one.
Q doesn't have one. Charlie doesn't have one, and Kenzie doesn't have one.
And what's crazy is that Kenzie and Charlie are like the big ones we're waiting for.
Yes.
We're waiting for theirs. Q, I don't expect an emotional backstory.
Right.
If it happens, cool, but I don't expect it. Yeah. Kenzie and Charlie still waiting on it.
Right.
So we'll see.
We shall see.
All right. Well, are we done with Ben? Ben's ranked 4 for both of us and probably 4 or 5 for Rebecca. Okay, Mary, who's next?
Next, we have Charlie. Charlie still has his shot in the dark.
There's a debate amongst us top 3 on where Charlie should be. Go ahead, Mary. Sorry, I just points out Charlie is not a consensus.
No other idols or advantages. He only had 2 confessionals this week. He has a total of 47.
Rebecca has him at 1.
I almost put him there this week.
I know. Last night, Mary was telling me before I podcast with Rebecca, she's like, I think I'm moving Charlie up to 1. And I said, well, sleep on it and think about it. I'm guessing so that didn't change your mind.
It's kind of just 1A, 1B. And so here's my thing with Charlie. Right now, he is probably going to be perceived as slightly more of a bigger target because he's won immunity twice now back to back.
Yes, he should be.
So if he does not win immunity again, he should be number 1. He should be on everyone's radar. I mean, we've been getting out the big targets, like we've said. Now, we perceive Charlie as a big threat, too, because we see everything he's doing. Mm-hmm. Does Kenzie see everything that Charlie's doing, or does she see Maria as more of the front man?
At some point, they have to see the strength of the Seagull Alliance.
Right.
Like, they used to see it, and then Tribal Alliance went away, but it's been a few episodes. At this point, if I was Kenzie, Venus, Q, and Liz, how can you not look at the 3 Seagulls who are not going against each other at all?
Yes. This has to be acknowledged sometime soon. We think based on the next time on Survivor, it could be Maria we're going to target, just because she kind of spearheaded the movement against Tiffany.
And it was literally stated by Venus in the next time on Survivor.
Right.
Maria's gone from hero to villain.
Right. But if you really look at the episode, Charlie and Maria meet up after the reward. You know, Maria's a little upset because the girls are still targeting Q and she still wants to get Tiffany out. She tells Charlie this and she says, but I don't think we have the numbers. Like, how is it going to work? And Charlie's the one's like, no, we can get Tiffany out. Like, this can work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Maria is the one that went individually to each person.
Yes, she did the legwork.
Charlie was the one that was like, no, this is that we're going to do this. Like, it's, you know, this is going to happen. So in my mind, Charlie is the bigger threat here because he's the one in charge of the alliance. But he's not going to take any of the heat for getting the movement started. I think he is in such a great spot. We heard for the first time in this episode how he's been practicing specific things at home to prepare for this, like the grip challenges. So we know he's smart. We know he's good at strategy. We know how like well connected he is with everyone. Everyone loves Charlie. I almost bumped him up. But again, just the fact that he's won 2 immunities back to back. It's gonna, and the fact that he's part of the Sega 3, like he should really be on everyone's radar right now. So
he should be, and yet he is not.
Right. I mean, nobody's brought his name up. Maria's name was brought up by Tiffany a long time ago.
Maria.
But nobody has brought up Charlie's name yet. So I'm kind of just like waiting for that moment when he gets his target. I think it's gonna happen. But he is like just such a great contestant. And I would love it if he won. I think he's a really, really good player.
I think Charlie's a good player, but a boring character. That's my opinion. I do not find Charlie interesting. And I'm always looking for an interesting winner over a like every winner is good in their own way. Like they did something to obviously
they
win.
Won. Yeah.
They won. So they did both goals of Survivor, which is get to the end and get it all. Get the majority of the jury votes. That's literally all you're asked to do to win the $1 million. It's easier said on paper, you know, wrote down on paper than it is to actually execute the actions. But Charlie, to me, is just like not interesting as a person on the show. That doesn't make him a bad person. That doesn't make me not want to hang out with him, I guess, if it was an option. But Charlie's just boring. And for that, Charlie's still number two. It's a little bias. I'm very aware. I'm very aware of my bias. I'm actually surprised your bias against Kenzie didn't not come into the rankings.
Yeah, I don't let bias affect me.
I let bias affect me constantly. I'm constantly biased. I try to be unbiased when doing story videos, try to present it as the story presents it. But even then, it's impossible not to include your own bias. And in this case, I'm just saying, Charlie's a little boring for me. I feel like he's being set up as the number two, in my opinion. I feel like he's, no, and by number two, I mean like, if him and Kenzie are in final three, I think Kenzie still beats him. I think so. Because right now, we're openly acknowledging that nobody sees Charlie as a threat, right? Charlie may be able to articulate himself, but if people still view him that way come final three, we got a Gavin situation from EOE, where Gavin technically did a bunch, technically accomplished a lot, but did not get credit, did not get the credit he needed to win because the jury favored something else. So Kenzie, I think, has way more charisma than Charlie.
Yes.
And we have talked about these previous final tribals where charisma has come in a ton. D had charisma. Jam Jam had charisma. Gabler had charisma. Like, making that jury laugh is huge.
True.
Is Charlie making this jury laugh?
Nope. You know,
Nope. Be real. Be real. Charlie's not making the jury laugh. Anyone here is making the jury laugh? Well, if I was there, it'd be Liz. But it's Kenzie. If anyone's going to make the jury laugh, I'm just saying, like, this is something, and some people can be like, that's ridiculous. That's so silly. But I'm looking at recent winners, and we have seen winners with charisma who make the jury feel good. And that's really what you want. You want the jury feel good about voting for you. And yes. Charlie... Nothing against Charlie. He's number two for me. In fact, he's super close to Kenzie.
Yeah.
That's why I said my bias puts Kenzie at number one, because I think Kenzie has the charisma to pull off Final Tribal against Charlie. I don't think Charlie beats Kenzie. So the thing with Charlie is if Charlie knocks out Kenzie at number one and we don't, like, the discussion's over.
Right.
I don't see anyone beating Charlie.
Right.
But Kenzie's there. Yes. Kenzie against Charlie, I think, and I hope by the way, they're both in the Final Tribal. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
The best Final Tribal, of course, is Liz Q Venus. The insanity of watching those three vie for $1 million.
Yeah.
When one's already rich, one didn't even want to be there, tried quitting already, and one is Venus, who people have constantly state how they do not care for her. But sure. Yes, in terms of Charlie, I think he wins if Kenzie goes. So that's the thing. If the Sega 3 can knock out Kenzie, it's a win for Charlie.
Right.
I think Charlie beats Maria. I think Charlie beats Maria and Ben, if that's the plan as of now for them to go to the end together.
Yes. So. I do too. I think that their best bet is to stick together, because I don't think anyone's going to like confuse Charlie and Maria's game. I think they could be able to.
Juries are biased, and they're going to be at Final Tribal, and they're going to be biased by who made them feel the best.
Yes.
That's and how this
Charlie,
goes.
From what we've seen, I mean, we've seen Maria. We'll talk about Maria soon. Yeah. Sorry. Charlie, we see just, I feel like, making people laugh, making connections.
If Charlie can make people laugh, I will change my mind.
Yeah.
I just haven't seen it.
No, I do agree with you, though. And I don't know why we're already talking about Kenzie, but...
Well, because I feel like these are the top two.
If Kenzie was in Kenzie sitting next to Charlie, list? I think that we would... Yes, Kenzie's
all right,
two.
So let's move on to Kenzie, because we're already talking about her.
Charlie's our number two.
Yeah, Charlie's number two. Number one for Rebecca.
Right. Kenzie is still has a shot in the dark. No idols or advantages.
Shot in the dark has become irrelevant this season.
I know. I am almost not even mentioning
it. Don't
even
worth mentioning. Nope.
Okay. So has no votes against her. She had four confessionals this week with a total of 56, which right now is second only to Q.
Kenzie had a little bit of a knock this week, openly stating how she wanted Tiffany to be on her resume and then still did not vote out Tiffany. Yeah. And we all, everyone knows I am anti people sitting on their hands. And this is a bit of a sitting on your hands move.
Yes.
It could work. Depends on how Tiffany is as a juror. Does Tiffany respect you sticking by her side more than respecting knocking her out? I don't know. We'll see. I think Tiffany is a game player and I think she's going to respect somebody who knocked her out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe the loyalty of Kenzie is more important.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think I don't know which way Tiffany's going to vote. I do think in general just...
Well, the question is Kenzie at the end? Because if she's not, then you're right. I really don't know where Tiffany's voting.
Right.
Charlie, we assume, I guess.
Right. I just feel like the Tiffany move, yeah, you're right, is not a great look for Kenzie, especially since this was something she was gunning to do for a long time. And I think there was even one of her confessionals this week was like, you know, if I don't get Tiffany out, then it's going to be bad for me or something like
that.
And so, which I think she was meaning Tiffany's going to get me out, but
yes, that's what she meant.
In reality, it's still true. Like, if you are not willing to be playing the game and like you said, sit on your hands, I don't know if people are going to respect that. So it's, is the jury going to respect big gameplay moves or is the jury going to respect connections and relationships or is it going to be some sort of mixture of
the jury between? People have been salty. None of the NAMI people up there like Venus on the jury. The whole jury, I can't speak for Tiffany, the rest of the jury, 3/4 of the jury do not like Venus.
Right.
However, I think Venus is gone soon. I'll tell you about that when we get to Venus' section.
Okay.
But Kenzie has so much positivity. The two knocks I have against her all season is one is that montage where it's like, what are you guys up to? Or what are you guys talking about? Like that thing we talked about, the pre-merge. Mm-hmm. We've kind of like brushed aside because we're like, is this enough when everybody has knocks against them? Mm-hmm. Nobody's walking around here with a perfect edit. Not even Charlie. Charlie's maybe the closest. But again, Tiffany was the closest. Kind of like the challenge last night. She was perfect for so long. And then all of a sudden, gets knocked out. Right. Tiffany. So kind of almost representative of what happened there. With Charlie and Kenzie has, and so the other knock for me is not going after Tiffany, but again, I don't know what Tiffany's going to value come final tribal.
Right.
So if Tiffany values, she's stuck by her side, then that's what she values. It's all about, and Kenzie knows Tiffany better than we do.
Mm-hmm. And we keep mentioning Tiffany because in general, like we don't know exactly how the jury works, but like if your number one is not going to vote for you, that doesn't bode well for the rest of the jury. But
Tiffany's definitely her number one.
Right, and Tiffany was her number one. So if your number one's like, yeah, hey, I respect that. It was a good move. Then the jury feels more comfortable with it too. If your number one's like, she betrayed me and backstabbed me.
Kenzie was a real jerk out there. Kenzie's getting almost no votes.
That poisons the jury too. Yes. So that's why that's important. I mean, Kenzie's still number one for me because of everything you said. Like her positive edit so far, the fact that she is in on most of the decisions until this vote.
She's an immunity threat too. Kind of like Charlie
yes,
so far.
She could definitely win immunity and be safe. So, and she's just so likable. Like everyone just likes her and wants to work with her. So, you know, that's why she's number one. I don't really have much else to say, I guess, about Kenzie.
There's just a lot of positives. I don't know how NAMI's going to vote. The NAMI members are up there. If it is Charlie versus Kenzie versus I don't know who the third person is.
Right.
I really don't know which side they're gonna pick because it's not a NAMI member.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't see them picking Venus. No matter if Venus is up there, I just don't see Venus getting any respect from anybody. Just the way she's talked about by everybody else. I was looking to see how many immunity wins Kenzie had because I thought she had two. No, she only has one. I don't count the mergatory. Charlie has two. Charlie's the only one with two. So Charlie's our actual biggest immunity threat. But yeah,
Who knew?
Well, it's that wrist strength.
Yes. Grip strength.
All right. Who's our next player?
Next, we have Liz.
All right. This is the best section of the podcast. Look at all the photos I have pulled up. It took me quite a long time.
Several minutes
on Google search to find these images. Liz, I think her only chance of winning. Oh, sorry. Give me all her stats.
Her stats. Still has a shot in dark. No other idols or immunities. No votes against her. She had 11 confessionals this week, but only has 28 total.
She got double digits.
Yes, but she still only has 28 total.
She still has less than Bono.
She has less than Bono, yes.
That is ridiculous. Liz only wins, in my opinion, if she's against Q and Venus at the end on a real note.
Mm-hmm.
On a joking note, obviously, Applebee's. Like, her and Applebee's are...
Right.
I don't see... Rebecca is like, maybe they'll do something with Liz. And I'm like, if she hadn't screamed last night at Q, I think they might be more willing
yes
And I did look on Twitter today before we recorded, and they did send, they said, hey, we sent you a special thing. Check your DMs. So I don't know what that's about.
Sure.
Keep your ears open, people. Who knows? I doubt, though, based on the screaming, that they're going to do anything with Liz on a real note. But,
oh, like she's the new face of Applebee's.
Nah, I don't mean that. I just mean like any sort of promotion at all.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Applebee's, all press is good press, especially when you're, someone is just like sobbing and dying and crying over Applebee's.
For your
and,
burger, yeah.
Yes, and how they take their daughter there every week. And like, this has got to be the biggest plug. And it's unintentional. I think Liz was being, like, it wasn't joking. Oh, yeah, she was sincere the whole time. Yeah. And that's what makes Liz so great on Survivor, that she is sincere. This is not a joke for her. For us, it is. But for her, it is not.
Sure.
So Liz, on a real note, is currently in a tough spot. She's at the whim of the Sega, as most people here are.
So, yes, and I meant to bring this up with Charlie. When Charlie and Maria and Ben are talking about who else do we bring in, because either Venus or Liz, Charlie really pushed for Liz because he's like, none of us trust Venus. Yeah. We're not working with
Venus.
We're
not pulling Venus.
And they made the right choice. So I meant to mention that with Charlie because, like, once again, he just made the right call.
Seemed like the obvious call. You're trying to get out who? Tiffany? So you're not going to get Tiffany.
But... yes.
And Kenzie's kind of backed out of the deal, so you only have an option between Liz or Venus.
Right, and but the other option to vote out is Q. And
oh, but they were working with Q to get out Tiffany, so we're past that. We've moved past getting out Q.
Yes, but Liz wanted Q out.
Yeah, but Liz has no power here. Mary's annoyed at me. Go ahead, Mary. Sorry.
No, all I'm saying is that when you... so your only options are Venus and Liz has a vendetta against Q, and you're trying to save Q, and Liz is going to have to work with Q... yes. Do you want Venus, who may work with you or may not? Or do you want the person who hates Q, but now she has to work with Q? So it was a little bit of a risky move for Charlie to make. But at the same time, it worked out. And Liz made the right decision based on what Charlie knew of their personalities and how they would work. I think he made the right
decision.
Venus
is very stubborn. And I think they saw there was more opportunity to sway Liz. And they were correct.
They were correct.
Yes.
That's all I was saying.
That's what I was saying.
Okay, good. We're saying the same thing.
Yes.
So this was definitely a Liz-centric episode.
Liz
did not move her really up in the ranks for me at all. I think she moved down or she stayed the same. I don't know.
We haven't even talked about the most important part of her edit tonight.
Okay.
The emotional backstory.
She did get an emotional backstory.
Let me explain this for those who have not heard. Liz grew up poor. I think we all saw that coming. Question mark. Is now rich. Goes to Applebee's weekly with her daughter. That was the whole backstory.
It's better than what's his name's from.
It's not better than Xander's.
It's better than Xander's.
Xander's is still the best one.
Okay.
This is a close second because it was so quick and there was a huge hole left in the middle there of the rich part. Also, but for real, like, I'm actually surprised they didn't include the divorce and everything, because she mentioned that during the episode that she had gotten divorced. And then you think that would have been part of the emotional backstory. But it was not included.
It was not included.
So I wonder.
But it had nothing to do with Applebee's. It's more like just.
Didn't have to do with Applebee's, so we cut it out.
Well, you know, it was more about her and her daughter.
I grew up poor and hungry, and then I went to Applebee's with my daughter, and now I'm happy.
Yes.
I mean, that was really what it was. I felt like there was a hole in the middle where she got rich, but I guess we're ignoring that part. Why did we joke about it for the first two or three episodes just to, like, kind of not mention it again? Maybe Liz saw, ooh, I shouldn't be saying this, so she stopped saying it. And they're like, well, we can't force her to say it. Yeah. They're like, Liz, don't you want to talk about your wealth? And she's like, I grew up poor. They're like, and now? No, I don't know. Yeah, that was her emotional backstory. So it qualifies. It had pictures and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was good in terms of for a winner at it, but it qualifies under the base definition of what we're looking for. So we're missing Q, Kenzie, and Charlie. I don't think we're going to get one from Q.
And
I feel like it would have happened.
Oh, no, sorry.
Now.
Ben already had one.
We talked about it earlier. Q got so close.
He had so many opportunities and
it would have happened already.
Probably should have already.
Kenzie and Charlie got time because I think Kenzie and Charlie are going to be in the final three at the rate we're going.
Now,
or they'll be in fire together, something like that.
We have said that the application videos plus like the little home videos that they did in episode one don't count.
No.
If we are going to count those, Charlie does have one in episode one. And nobody
else
does.
Even Jelinski was in the application video thing.
In episode one?
I don't know.
I don't have him unless I just missed
that. I'm just thinking of the preview where we're like, this is what they're showing us at 46, just the application videos.
No, not the. Everyone had one in that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like the very first episode, the first 5 minutes or so.
We'll see. Anyways. Let's put it this way. If Charlie does not get emotional backstory and he wins, I guess we'll have to redefine the definition.
Sure.
So it's up to you, the listener, to determine whether that counts. For me, it doesn't count. I want the pictures. I want them to take time in the episode proper to have an emotional backstory.
I agree.
Even if it is short and just joking about Applebee's.
Sure.
So Liz technically got one.
I mean, based on the edit, we're supposed to feel bad for Liz. We've got the sad music. Yes. We've got, you know, the emotional backstory. I feel awkward about the situation, but whatever.
We were watching Survivor, somebody who, this is their first season last night, and then Liz screaming. I'm like, well.
Yeah.
It was a little awkward.
A little awkward. But, you know, hey, it's real life.
It's a messy season.
It's reality.
It's messy. I love the messiness.
So that's Liz. Anything else on Liz?
I can't believe you didn't joke once about how rich she is.
I didn't. I don't make the jokes. I leave that to you.
You're the good joke maker. You bring the beauty and I bring the jokes. Is that what you're saying? All right. Beauty and the jokester.
Yep.
All right. So Liz for me is number 5.
She's number 6 for me.
That's too low, Mary.
I just don't see it. I don't see. Oh, the other thing I was going to mention, Liz one time just screams at the ocean and everyone's back at the shelter and everyone looks over and is like, what was that? And Venus, I think it was Venus, said, oh, it was just Liz. And I was like, yeah, okay. Like, it's just like she is not taken seriously at all by anyone. So that is why I do not think she has a chance to win.
Even Q was emotionally supported by Maria.
Yes.
Yes.
And people feel bad for Liz. They understand what she's saying. But like, I don't think anyone actually really cares. Like, it's summed up in the beginning of the episode where the first thing you hear is Liz saying, what is wrong with me that you guys didn't tell me about after?
Like, well, we didn't decide till 10 minutes before.
Which is always a lie. Like, it's not.
Even if it, who cares? Even if it's true, why wasn't she told? Why was everyone else in on it?
Yeah, exactly. So it's just nobody's connected with her. And that's a problem if you want to win.
I don't think Liz is going to win. I don't think our final three is going to be Liz, Venus, Q. If it is, chaos is abound. Yeah. If Q wins, especially.
Yes.
That's ultimate chaos.
I would not know what to do.
Because I can't think of who else. I can't see Venus winning that final three.
I do. That's
she's
her only option.
She's got skunked twice this season.
She has
got happening. It ain't happening. Q has yet to be skunked. That's all I'm saying.
I'm saying if that was the final three, I would pick Venus.
Has Liz been skunked?
Has Liz been skunked? Let me double check.
Check the professional counter. Yes. Skunked, by the way, for those listening, means getting zero professionals an episode. So Liz and Venus have both been skunked.
Yes.
And episode Q has not.
No.
Q winner edit. Trying to quit 40 chess. All right. Is he our next player? No, it's Maria.
No, Maria. Right, let's move on to Maria. Maria has her shot in the dark. No other idols or advantages. Has no votes against her. She had 8 confessionals this week, but she still only has a total of 28. So she's tied for the lowest with Liz.
My gosh. Even Maria hasn't passed Banu.
Yeah. Craziness to
me. You know, Banu has a shop where you can buy merchandise about how he wants to win 1 million hearts. And this is unironic. It's called Banu's Bodega. You can Google it. I think you can Google. I found it through Instagram or Twitter. I forget which one. But yes, Banu's Bodega. It is an online shop for his merchandise about him winning 1 million hearts. So there you go, people, in case you're big Banu fans. For the rest of us, let's talk about Maria. Maria, I feel like, is the second fiddle to Charlie. Maria's path to win is Charlie and Kenzie need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Both need to be gone.
Yes. Which I think that she's probably going to make that move eventually.
She'd be willing to.
I think she'd be willing to. I don't know if people are going to perceive her as a bigger threat than it seems like, because she spearheaded this push against Tiffany, that she's got a big target now. And so she's likable. She knows how to work the numbers. She's strategic. But at the same time, it does seem like Charlie's the one kind of driving everything. So, you know, it just depends on who's going to stick with Maria, who's going to stick with Charlie, in my opinion.
Maria versus Ben, Liz, Venus, Q. Any combination of those people, she wins.
She wins.
So it's really, she's number 3 for all of us, including Rebecca. Maria, check out the Brooks and Dunn. I understand, by the way, the Brooks and Dunn version is not the original, Mary. I just found this out.
Really?
I've always thought it was the original. It's not. But I heard the original. I'm like, no, the Brooks and Dunn one is much better. So anyways, my Maria... I explained this yesterday in terms of our rankings. I think Kenzie and Charlie are on a theater stage holding hands. That's how close they are.
Yes.
In our rankings. Mm-hmm. Maria's up in the nosebleeds watching the play. That's how, I mean, like, she has a shot. She's just super far away. A shot in the dark, one might say. Everyone else is outside the theater and they can't get in. Liz is up on her private jet.
Yes.
Yes. That's okay. That's how I look at this. Venus is in another country, along with Q. Ben, all right. So Ben's outside the door of the theater. Liz is up in her private jet. And Venus and Q are just in another country from the theater. That's how I feel about the winner rankings at the moment.
That's how I feel about it, too.
For a visual.
Yes.
For those wondering.
For a visual.
That's expanded. There you go.
There's, I mean, and we feel like that based on how the edit of the show has been so far. So in reality, like if we were there on the beach, Maria still has a good shot. Even Ben has a good shot.
Sure.
You know. But based on what we've seen and the edit and everything, like, yeah, I would agree with that. It's basically either Kinsey or Charlie.
Marie's being propped up as a target, in my opinion. It's been that way since episode one.
Yeah.
Where they show that she's smarter than Jelinski. She's not a mom. She's here to be a threat. And she's a threat. And I think she's a threat that's going to be knocked out as a as something for the resume. And is that going to be Charlie's move?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be Kenzie's move?
Right.
Will Ben upset us all and do it himself? You know what I mean? Or will Q come out of the, will Q come on, Q's been laying on the beach, by the way, for like 3 days. Will Q get off his butt off the beach and make a move? I don't know. Who will do
it? If he does, it's not going to be against Maria.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Maria's, she's doing everything that she should be doing right now. She's working with her alliance. She's not betraying anybody in her tight alliance. Mm-hmm. She's working with people who are on the outs to get numbers like Q and even Liz. So, and she's doing all of this with, I would say, some grace. Like, she's not just, well, da, 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 da. You know, like, we don't hear a lot from her. But what we do hear, she's confident and she's kind and she's strategic and she's loyal. Like, what's not to like about Maria? But her lack of content and the fact that she is...
She's been skunked.
She's been targeted already by other players as a threat means that she's not going to win. She's not going to make it, probably. So I definitely see Maria going... If not next week, then very, very soon.
I'll tell you who's going next week, but we'll get to them when we get to them. All right, who's next?
No spoilers.
No, it's not a spoiler. I know. It's a theory.
Okay, next is Q.
Q.
Q has...
The longer Q's here, the better. Go ahead.
I agree. I think he should be in the finale.
Q caused Liz to freak out tonight.
Yes.
Yes.
Q has eight votes against him.
None, yeah.
His shot in the dark is still active. No other idols or advantages. He had 5 confessionals this week, which is a little low for him.
A little low for Q.
He has a total of 65 confessionals.
He is definitely past Bonu, as he should be.
Yes, the most.
It's unfortunate they tried to quit. Hopefully the show doesn't hold it against him, because Rebecca and I kind of talked about it yesterday. I'm like, I don't know if they're going to ask him back, because he did try to manufacture a quit. And Survivor's notoriously anti that, as I would be as well.
Yes.
So, but I really feel like Q would be a great character to come back, to return.
Really?
Jeff talked about Survivor 50. And he said it will be a returnee season. And I feel like Q's got to be on the short list. He has caused, either directly or indirectly, so much chaos this season. Q has caused a lot. He's made this post-merge game
fun. So you think Charlie's a boring player, which I disagree
with.
What?
Here it comes.
And I'm not saying Q is boring, because as you said, he causes chaos. He's just not fun to watch.
I didn't say he was fun. I said he caused chaos.
Okay, but you say you enjoy the chaos.
I do enjoy the chaos.
So therefore you do enjoy
watching.
If
Q wasn't here, we'd probably be Kumbaya. Probably.
It would be closer to Kumbaya.
Closer to Kumbaya.
Or Venus would just be a highlighted one.
You need Q on a try with people like Angelina from 37. You need him on a try.
There are too many villains. It's just not.
But she's not a villain. She's a hero in all of our hearts. When she climbed that 100-foot ladder to get that idol and almost died.
Yes.
Hero move.
Hero move.
When I make her story video, there's going to be hero everywhere. Hero, 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 hero. Mm-hmm. So many heroes. There can't be a villainous moment with Angelina. Just imagine Q on a tribe with some of the people like Jam Jam. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
Everyone will be heroes, Lynn, because everyone's Q's.
Survivor 50. We're not oops, gonna, all heroes.
Yeah, oops, all heroes.
Oops, all heroes.
And they'll still
Q
have
Q is
like,
not winning. He's tried to quit.
He's tried to quit. Everyone hates him. Nobody wants to work with him except as a number. I mean, Maria seems to genuinely care about him, but she says, yeah, I care about him as a person, but I also need his vote. So basically, she just needs his vote.
She's doing the bottom feeder strategy.
Yes.
Picking up bottom feeders to make her moves happen, which we do like that about Maria.
It is a good strategy. It works.
Just the story is not supporting Maria being the winner as much as Charlie or Kenzie at the moment.
Right.
Q, there's nothing supporting him winning.
No.
No. Q is going either next week or the week after.
He gets negative or goofy or whatever that, you know, that whatever the moment calls for, but yeah. It's never positive.
Q's gone the next 2 weeks. He's gone before the finale, in my opinion, at the rate we're going.
Yeah. I still think he's going to be final three.
You think he's going to be final? I feel like Venus is our final three goat. And I say this because she's been such a main character when we didn't need her to be. Q has been a main character because Q has either been on the mess of a tribe. He's mm-hmm. directly caused things. It's hard to read Q as much because he has been he's been involved in so many things. That's like, okay, well, when are we going to ignore Q? Never, because Q's involved in everything. So the show has not an opportunity, which is what we usually need, to be like, well, we could have ignored this, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And with Q, there's never really had that chance. Whereas Venus and Kenzie, Charlie, all these other people have had times where we could have ignored them and we chose not to.
Sure.
Venus has gotten ignored.
Yes.
Multiple times.
Yes.
But anyways. Oh, I mean, yes. Because I think Venus is gone next week. And I'll tell you why when we get to Venus' section. So I guess, yeah, why would I think she's in the final three? I am very conflicted at the moment. Q's the final three, everyone's beating him, and I think you should bring him. He's a guaranteed
That's
goat.
That's what I'm saying.
The issue with Q is if he's in fire and you lose to Q, you're going to feel like an idiot in Final Four fire. You're going to feel like an idiot if you lose to Q and you let him get there. That's the part that gets in the way. Sure. If it was just strictly voting through the Final Four like it used to be, then yeah, it makes sense to bring Q. But at the moment with fire, it's like, I don't want to lose to the guy that didn't even want to be here in fire. Because sure. Q's probably good at it. I'm not saying for sure he is, but he probably is.
Why?
He seems like somebody who works really hard. Therefore, he would have worked on his fire making skills. He's not a I see he's not a slacker. He's not a slacker is what I take away from Q.
I've just never seen him make fire.
I didn't say I've seen him make fire.
We've seen a lot of people make fire on this show. Yeah. I don't remember seeing him make fire.
Q isn't winning. That's the most important part for this podcast. So Q for all of us is ranked last.
Yes.
I'm speaking for Rebecca. If she has anyone below Q, I would be deeply offended. Well, has a tendency to throw Liz underneath Q just for funsies, I feel like, at this point.
Well,
I'm speaking on her behalf.
They're pretty equal in my opinion.
You get out of here right now. Go. Out of the podcast,
bye.
Buddy.
See y'all next
all right,
time.
All right, who's next?
Our last player is Venus.
Yes, Venus is gone next week.
Okay, let's do the stats.
Okay.
5 votes against her, still has your shot in the dark, no other idols or advantages. Had 0 confessionals this week, but she has a total of 40 confessionals. So she's by no means on the lower end.
I'm not winning our fantasy league, but I do have, I believe, one of, if not the most points when it comes to picking who's going to go the next week. It's unfortunate I freaking have Banu on my team. I'd have more points. My point is that I have a pretty good read on how to spread my vote points around. And I have put half my votes for next week on Venus, half on Q. It's one or the other, in my opinion. I think Venus gone next week, Marion. Here's why. Somebody pointed this out, I think, a week ago, and then again this week. And I'm like, you're right. The slow-mo shots in the intro that we kept talking about have been all the people who have gone in a row. We start with Tevin. We then add Hunter. We then add Tiffany. Venus is the last one, and it's all in a row. We've talked about how the intro is given away that Jem's going episode 5. Hunter's going right in the middle of the season when they put his name right in the middle. I don't know what else it's given away, but these are obvious things I cannot ignore. Venus is the last slow-mo shot of those 4. And so it was random to include Tiffany, it seemed like. Because we're like, why are the 3 Namis and a Yanu? And we thought, well, that's maybe the final 4.
Right.
It is not the final 4 at all. So Venus is likely gone next week.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And you know me. I'm big into theories when it comes to the... I mean, there's the story edit and then there's theories. And if I had to pick one, it's always the crazy conspiracy theories for winter edits.
Sure.
For these winter analysis. So I am on board. Venus is gone next week. If not, the week after. Because it's Venus Q, in my opinion. Well, unfortunate. Unfortunate.
I mean, that makes sense as far as like you're saying, as far as that beginning shot. Because that does add up.
It does.
But as far as like the story so far, Venus is a number for everybody.
But she keeps getting skunked.
I understand.
Twice.
She's
got skunked as many times as Tim did.
I'm just saying, like, who isn't going to benefit for Venus to go? Charlie and Maria and Ben are tight. Kenzie needs.
Well, if you can't trust Venus, then the Sega 3 will just knock it. They couldn't even approach Venus about getting a vote that they wanted to happen. Therefore, why keep her around?
Right.
The further she gets in the game, more power she has is one vote. Mm-hmm. You need her gone so that that rogue vote that you can't trust is gone. That's why Sega would get rid of her. Right. I don't know why Kenzie, Q, or Liz would, except to save themselves.
Right. No, I understand. I understand why Sega would get rid of her. Yeah. I guess it really was, why would anybody else? But if Sega is running the game right now, like we think they are. And
they
only
need one more vote at this point. They don't need two more. They need one more to get their will.
You're right. So that's fair.
Right now, we're looking at a possible Sega Final 3. It's really Kenzie is the big thing in their way. Mm-hmm. Venus is not in their way. Q is not in their way. Liz is not in their way. It's just Kenzie.
So if, say, Kenzie won immunity next week or something, mm-hmm. this would be a good target. It's a good time to get.
I don't think Kenzie's on the block next week, though. Even if she doesn't win, I truly think, if I was Sega, I'd be looking at the fact that they said it tonight during this episode. They said, we can't go to Venus to make this happen. Let's go talk to Liz. Mm. Like that alone tells you what they think of Venus. None of them were vouching for Venus. Like, actually, let's give Venus a shot. Maybe she will pull. No, they were like, yeah, okay. Yeah, we can't trust Venus, which is when you're down to Final 7. Well, we're going to let her get to Final 6. Her power, she gets more and more power the longer we let her stay. I think Venus is gone. This is all me trying to figure out a way to support that theory, by the way. I was not thinking this before the theory.
Without the theory,
I was like, Venus has got to be Final 3. You heard it in this very podcast. And I realized, no way, if she's the theory's right and she's gone, then she can't be Final 3. Duh.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I really think, obviously, on paper, Sega should knock out Kenzie based on what we know.
Right.
But I don't know if they see that because they're not watching the... shocker, they're not watching the edited show.
The scripted show.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That makes sense. I mean, as far as like, even if Kenzie doesn't win, but they want to get the big targets out. If Venus is somebody you can't trust and is not going to be part of your tight group, and you don't really need her vote, then
Venus goes, I could see them targeting Kenzie or you. I don't think they're going to target Liz. I just don't see why they would view Liz as a threat in any capacity.
Liz is another go that you could definitely take. Yes. This is when you need to start saying, okay, who do I want to sit next to? Who, you know, not necessarily who do I need to get out, but who do I want to sit next to?
As long as Sega doesn't turn on themselves, it's going to be Q, Kenzie, Venus in some sort of order. But this means that none of them win immunity to interrupt anything as well. And Sega decides we're not turning on each other. Right. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Because things change all the time. This season has been messy.
Yeah.
People don't even want to play idols. Of course, that's another thing. Technically, you would think, and I think it was kind of tease next time on Survivor, there should be two idols out there, right. I would guess. Right. One's Hunter, one's Q's. I'm sorry, one's Tiffany's. So there should be two idols out there.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, two idols could be found and played.
Right.
Theoretically.
And they should be.
And they should be.
Because we need some idols played this season.
What the heck? You can't play them after Final 5 anyways. So we only got like, what, 3 votes left? Yeah, they should be getting played. I feel like lessons should be learned from all these people going out with idols in their pockets.
Mistakes,
so we'll see.
People.
Idols and immunities could throw off a Sega, just Sega 3 walking to the end.
Yes.
But all right. That is the end of our podcast. I do want to briefly mention that on Patreon, you can listen to all these podcasts early. I post them the day before they go on YouTube. I post them many days before they go on Spotify. Also, we are going to be voting on the South Pacific story video soon. That's for the $5 and up patrons. That'll be May 21st. I'm opening up voting for that. And the Rise Fall of Rupert. It is massive, Mary. You want to hear every part of Rupert's story very quickly?
Sure.
Pearl Islands, All Stars, Survivor Israel, Heroes versus Villains, the time you ran for governor against Mike Pence and lost.
Wow.
Yes.
Interesting.
Blood versus Water and The Amazing Race, all in one video.
I forgot he was on Survivor Israel. That's
he was as, and they're like, Rupert, can we call you Rupee? So he was there as a reward. It's hilarious. I can only understand so much. I believe they're speaking Hebrew. I can only understand so much Hebrew, but I can understand what Rupert's saying. Because you know Rupert doesn't speak anything but English.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what Rupert's saying. That's about, and I can see what he's doing. And that's about, it's good. It's pretty good.
Nice.
I'm glad they did it for one episode. And it's funny, Mary, because they bring him out for Survivor. I think it's their third season, which is in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
The location looks kind of familiar to where Survivor filmed in the Philippines. The season before, they were in the Pearl Island. So I feel like if they had brought Rupert to the Pearl Island season, he would have succeeded. Be like, oh yeah, I've been here before. I did really well here. They brought him to the Philippines, which he was not familiar with the environment. And he fails epically in everything. So he can't even make fire out there. So anyways, it's a whole thing. Yeah, so it's going to be a pretty massive video. I'm working on it right now as we speak. It'll be on Patreon the next week. I want to say. Don't quote me on that, but in the next week, it should be.
Nice.
All right. Well, we thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next time. Bye.